Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Damien Hafnan with your 7 News briefing for Monday, April 4. The search for a fisherman missing in central Queensland has ended in tragedy after a friend found the man's body following a gruelling day-long search. Jed Faraway had been fishing with three friends when police say their boat crashed into a marker buoy near Rockhampton on Sunday morning. The 28-year-old was flung from the boat just off Port Alma, prompting a 9-hour search from emergency crews, locals and Jed's family and friends. 7 News understands one of Mr. Faraway's friends made the devastating discovery while doing a final search for the crash site around 5 p.m. yesterday. Authorities are now working closely with Mr. Faraway's friends and family, as well as the coroner, to understand exactly how the incident occurred. Flood victims will be offered another grant to assist with rebuilding their homes as the New South Wales government flags scrutiny of planning decisions to build in disaster-prone areas. The Northern Rivers region has been hit by repeated floods in recent weeks, destroying homes and businesses and hampering efforts to clean up. Housing remains a priority in the area, with hundreds of people still in emergency accommodation and others staying with friends and family. Premier Dominic Perrottet and Deputy Premier Paul Toole are touring Lismore today, announcing further details on grant packages to assist with rebuilding and refitting homes. The grants are planned to assist people paying for things like new carpeting, electrical wiring and plaster repairs to flood-hit homes, as well as appliances like fridges and washing machines. And a surprising contender has emerged for mascots in the lead-up to the Brisbane 2032 Olympic Games. The ibis, otherwise known as the bin chicken, has been flagged as a possibility by Queensland's Sports Minister, Stirling Hinchliffe. Hinchliffe said selecting the mascot will be an important decision and ultimately it'll be made by the organising committee, but that plenty of Queenslanders would think that's an appropriate choice. Now here's Gemma Acton with your finance fix.
The chief executive of Catch will depart the group as owner Wesfarmers looks to turn around the loss-making online marketplace. Wesfarmers bought Catch shortly before the pandemic hit, and despite the surge in online shopping in subsequent months, Catch has underperformed expectations and peers. Tesla sales in the first 3 months of the year rose, but not enough to match analysts' expectations. Chief executive Elon Musk attributed the slower growth to supply chain interruptions and delays in China, thanks to COVID. Taking a look at the markets, the ASX 200 is in the green at lunchtime on Monday. That's thanks to a strong showing from miners. Elsewhere, travel companies are weighing down the index. On Wall Street, it was a positive finish to the week for the Dow, the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq, with fresh data showing continued strength in the US labour market. The Australian dollar is buying 75.14 US cents, 68.0 euros and 1.08 New Zealand dollars.
Thanks, Gemma. And that is your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Huffenden. For more news, head to 7news.com.au or tune into 7 News nightly at 6.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.